This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Another big piece of the energy transition is, of course, the shift to electric vehicles. And yesterday, Ford gave us some insight into that process in its fourth quarter earnings call. While the carmaker expects to make more than $10 billion in profit this year, the company also said it could lose about $5 billion on its push to make and sell more electric vehicles. But well into that earnings call, the company's CFO noted something else about its EVs. For every electric Ford F-150 the company sells, it can sell up to 12 of the gas-guzzling versions and still comply with emissions regulations, which, I don't know, kind of seems to defeat the purpose. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Ever since the energy crises of the 1970s, the federal government has required car companies to make vehicles increasingly fuel efficient through regulations known as CAFE standards.
Corporate average fuel economy.
Stephanie Brindley, an associate director at S&P Global Mobility, says the average in that acronym is crucial because the government is considering the fuel economy of all of a company's vehicles put together.
You've got electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids and hybrid vehicles that are more efficient than gasoline vehicles and therefore offset what the gasoline vehicle is emitting.
And if companies don't meet emission standards, they get fined. So even though Ford is losing a lot of money right now on its EV business, selling an EV like the F-150 Lightning allows it to sell more gas-powered cars and trucks, and those make a lot more money. Chris Douglas, a professor of economics at the University of Michigan, Flint, says if it didn't have to meet those emission standards,
I think it'd be a very open question if it would continue producing these electric pickup trucks or if it would cease production to focus on something more profitable.
In the early days, you wanted to encourage the legacy automakers to switch to electric vehicles.
Ethan Elkind is director of the climate program at UC Berkeley's Center for Law, Energy, and the Environment. He says the current regulations basically give companies extra emissions credit for EVs, and they were written before most car companies were producing any electric vehicles. But now that they are,
the problem is that at a certain point, it becomes an excuse for them not to do more.
That's why the Biden administration has proposed taking that extra credit away, essentially forcing car companies to sell a lot more EVs in order to avoid fines, Elkind says. But those regulations haven't been finalized yet.
There is a pretty long regulatory administrative process.
Bottom line, he says, the outcome of the presidential election could determine whether those new rules actually take effect. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.